Typically, the carbon tamid is shechted 8.5 hours into the day, which means 2.5 hours after chatzos, and it's offered on the mizbeach 9.5 hours into the day, an hour later. On erev Pesach, the carbon Pesach has to be brought after the tamid, and a lot of time therefore is needed for the Pesach. So the tamid is shechted an hour earlier at 7.5 hours into the day, and offered on the mizbeach at 8.5 hours into the day. This is true whether erev Pesach falls on a weekday or on a Shabbos. However, when erev Pesach falls on a Friday, the tamid is shechted at 6.5 hours into the day and offered at 7.5 hours into the day because additional time is needed to roast the carbon Pesach after bringing it on the Mizbeach, because that roasting can't be done on Shabbos, it has to be done before Shabbos begins. How do we know the Tumah is typically shechted at 8.5 hours into the day and offered at 9.5 hours into the day? Rabbi Shmuel Levi said, the Pasuk says that the afternoon Tumah must be brought Bein Arbayim, which teaches that the Tumah must be brought in the middle of the afternoon. Therefore, the Tumah, which takes about an hour from shechting to offering, is brought with 2.5 hours of the afternoon before it begins and 2.5 hours remaining in the afternoon after it's already brought. Rava asks, our Mishnah says that there are times when the Tumah is brought earlier. If we talk about learning out from a Pasuk like that, how can we ever bring it earlier? Rather, Rava said, the Pasuk teaches that the Tumah has to be brought beginning from the time that the shadow starts casting to the east, meaning a half hour after Chatzoyitz, which is 6.5 hours into the day. However, because no carbon besides the Pesach may be brought after the carbon Tumah, on a typical day, we delay the Tumah until 8.5 hours to allow for the bringing of personal carbonis. On a typical era of Pesach, since the Pesach has to be brought after the Tumah, we bring the Tumah an hour earlier to give more time for all the Pesachim to be brought after. When erev Pesach comes out on Friday, and we need the time to also roast the Pesach in addition to to offering it, we have to bring the Tumah an additional hour earlier. Rabbi Shmuel says the Tumah is brought on Shabbos as it is during the week. Rabbi Akiva says like it's brought on erev Pesach. What does this Braisa mean? Rabbi explains that Rabbi Shmuel is saying the Tumah is brought on erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos at the same time that it's brought when erev Pesach falls on a weekday, meaning at 7.5 hours into the day. Rabbi Akiva says, he explains, that the Tumah is brought on erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos at the same time that it's brought when erev Pesach falls on Friday, meaning at 6.5 hours into the day. According to this explanation, our Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel. The machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva would be as follows. Every Shabbos, the bezicha levain, the 2 spoons of levain would be removed from the shulchan and offered on the mizbeach, after which the lechem apanim of the previous week would be distributed to the kahanim. Rabbi Shmuel says that the levoina was offered after the carbon musaf. Since the musaf had to be offered during the hour before chatzois, the levoina could not be offered until chatzois. The tamid could therefore not be brought until an hour and a half after chatzois, or 7.5 hours into the day. Rabbi Akiva says that the levoina was brought before the musaf. Therefore, the tamid could be brought at 6.5 hours into the day. Rava asked, and the Braiser, Rabbi Akiva said, it's brought like it is brought on Erev Pesach, quote. He doesn't say anything about it being an Erev Pesach, which is also Erev Shabbos. Rava therefore explains the Braiser as follows. Rabbi Shmuel says, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, the Tumah is brought as it is all other days of the year, meaning at 8.5 hours into the day. Rabbi Akiva says, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, the Tumah is brought like it is on all other Erev Pesachs, meaning at 7.5 hours into the day. According to this explanation, our Mishnah follows Rabbi Akiva. According to this, machloek between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva can be explained as follows. Rabbi Shmuel is concerned that since the meat can't be roasted until after Shabbos, if we shecht it at 7.5 hours into the day, the meat may spoil. Therefore, we have to do it a little bit later. Rabbi Akiva is not concerned for the spoilage. In fact, if Rabbi Akiva is not concerned for the spoilage, why not bring the tumah at 6.5 hours into the day and begin the Pesach right after that? He holds that the levoina is brought after the musaf, and the tumah therefore can be brought before 7.5 hours into the day. Rabbi Ula asks, in the Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel seems to be discussing a regular Shabbos. He doesn't say anything about Shabbos that's Erev Pesach. Rabbi Ula therefore said, the Machlokes in the Braisa is regarding the Tumah brought on a regular Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel says it's brought as on a typical weekday, 8.5 hours into the day. Rabbi Akiva said on Shabbos is brought like it is on a typical Erev Pesach, meaning at 7.5 hours into the day. Since personal kabbalas can't be brought on Shabbos anyway, there's no reason to delay the Tumah until 8.5 hours into the day. Our Mishnah, which discusses Shabbos, which is also Erev Pesach, therefore can follow everybody's view. The Machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva can be explained as follows. Rabbi Shmuel says that we keep the Tumah at 8.5 hours into the day on Shabbos, even though the reason to delay the bringing of the Tumah to that time doesn't apply because personal kohanim can't be brought on Shabbos. But we do that anyway so as not to confuse the time of the Tumah that's brought every day. Rabbi Akiva is not concerned for the confusion, and therefore he says that on Shabbos, when the delay is not needed, it should be brought at 7.5 hours. Maybe according to Rabbi Akiva, should be brought at 6.5 hours into the day. He holds that the Levoina is brought after the Musaf, and therefore the Tumah wouldn't be able to be brought before 7.5 hours into the day. Back to Gemara, Braisa says the Tumah is typically brought at 8.5 hours into the day. On Erev Pesach, it's brought at 7.5 hours into the day. When Erev Pesach is Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel says it's brought as on a Monday. Presumably, this means that it's brought as on any other Erev Pesach, meaning at 7.5 hours into the day. Now, this is good according to Abai's explanation, but not according to Rava. Rava will say Rabbi Shmuel means that the Tumah on Erev Pesach that falls on a Shabbos is brought as on a regular Monday, meaning at 8.5 hours into the day. Back to Gemara, Braisa says when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel says the Tumah is brought as it is during the rest of the year, meaning at 8.5 hours into the day. So this doesn't fit according to Abai's explanation. Abai will say that Braisa means it's brought as it is on Erev Pesach for the rest of the years, meaning at 7.5 hours into the day. Zakamara Braisa explains the pasuk teaches that no carbon may be brought before the morning tamid. The pasuk says, "V'orach aleha ha'oila," the first oila, meaning the ha'oila, the first oila, the morning tamid, should be the first thing to be put on the wood on the mizbeach. Also, nothing may be brought after the afternoon tamid, because the pasuk says, "V'hikter aleha chelva shlamim." The shlamim should be brought on top of the morning tamid, meaning, after the morning tamid, but cannot be brought after the afternoon tamid. Nothing can be brought after the afternoon tamid. Abaye says this teaches that in the morning tamid, the shlamim can be offered, right, but not on the afternoon tamid, like we just explained. Rava says that that may mean that only a shlamim can be brought later. The pasuk therefore says hashlamim, which we dash into mean hashlem, complete. The afternoon tamid completes all the kabbanas of the day.